three, two.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. I'm Roger Z, your host. I'm delighted to be here today with Miss Jen Bloom, commonly known as Jennifer Bloom. Say hello.
Hello.
And it's just so funny to me because I've seen you around for years. We talked about this, but I always thought of you. I saw you at jams. I saw you at Southbound in Valhalla. I saw you in Pleasantville at the jams there, Jackson and Wheeler. But I always saw you when you were dating someone that I knew, so I knew you as the girlfriend. But then I always heard Jeff Hartwell talk about the fabulous Jen Bloom. She's singing on my album. She's got a pure voice. And I never put your face and that name together. Until recently. I went to your website. So anyway, Jen, I went to see, we talked about it. I went to see you this weekend, and it's the power of email. I got an email from Southbound Barbecue in Valhalla, and it said Jen Bloom playing. And of course, it said Friday night, and I thought it said Sunday night. It's a little bit of dyslexia there. So it's a good thing I called the club Sunday. And I was thinking it was so great you're playing at 8 o'clock, because there's no way that I'm going to be lazy and just hang around the apartment. So how was your show Friday night?
It was fantastic, actually. It was a really good crowd and laid back. And it's a lot of fun. And then I get to eat good fried greasy things. It makes me happy.
I took my family out to Southbound to the all-you-can-eat buffet last week. My daughter loves that.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fan. It's hard to walk by and not.
Right, but she knows when to say no. I always get well past the, when
too.
I should say.
No, I don't have the nerve switch.
So that was not. So it was a nice thing. Do you perform solo when you do that?
Mm-hmm, yep, just keyboard and vocals.
Electric piano with weighted keys.
With weighted keys, 88 of them.
Right, yeah. And you lift that keyboard all by yourself out of the car.
I do, and it's a problem because this muscle is going to end up being bigger than this one because I feel like this side's stronger, so I'm always carrying it on this side, no matter how I try here. So I'm going to have like lopsided muscles if I don't make myself switch.
Your muscles look pretty good to me. I'll leave it at that. It's for me. It's real. I love interviewing women. A lot of things that I do in life: martial arts, computer programming, music. Not a lot of women involved in those spheres. I'd say at work, computer programmers, it's around 80-90% men. Martial arts, maybe 70%. Music. So it's a pleasure to have you here. And I love the female voice.
Good. That's good.
When I am lonely and heartbroken or depressed, I love to hear a woman sing.
Isn't that funny? And I listen to such few female. I listen more to guy singers, probably.
But really?
Yeah, I think so. And I tend to cover more songs by guys, too.
And I've been covering songs by women.
Yeah.
I've been covering Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Dreams is a good song.
Hard song to sing. For me, it's hard. Because she has this big jump when she goes to the high notes. And I have a very limited range. You studied opera, right?
I did.
So what is your vocal range?
Oh, I am a... I think I'm still a coloratura soprano, so really high and flexible.
So what is that, 4, 5, 6, 7 octaves?
No more I carry. No. Like, I don't know, 3, it's been a long time. 3, 4? If you really want me to tell you, I can tell you.
No, that's okay. The point is, I think I have a range of maybe 2 at the maximum. I go from I have a Johnny Cash range.
Oh, okay, but there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's great, but most rock songs, very few male rock singers sing in my range. So if I do the classic rock songs, I'm usually really straining. I can do John Lennon, but I can't do Paul McCartney.
Just take a voice lesson with me.
Okay. Well, I actually studied voice for a
did
while.
Did you? Oh, okay.
Anyway, so where did you go to school?
I went to SUNY Purchase for 1 year, and then I transferred to the University of Kentucky in Lexington.
Is that the thing with the cheerleader reality show on now?
Oh, God. Maybe. Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because it's big. Maybe.
Do they have a big football team there?
Basketball, actually. It's a big basketball.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, did you study music there?
I did, yeah. I studied classical voice there. And I got kicked out of my studio and went home and learned how to play piano and write songs.
So, you didn't finish?
No, I didn't. Do you see me smiling? I wrestled with that for a long time. I felt really bad because I thought, am I not smart if I don't have that piece of paper? But, you know, when I go play a show or write a song, nobody cares about where I went to school, generally. It doesn't get me into a gig or anything.
No, I think it just helps you get a better paying day job.
Right, yeah, and I don't have that, so I teach and play gigs. It's really all I do.
Well, that's awesome. And the other way to look at it is, so my problem was when I was young, I didn't want to go on the road. I was always worried about maintaining an apartment.
Yeah.
And I think that really held me back. I think if I just let everything go and didn't worry about it, because I had a lot of opportunities and I was kind of conservative about it. I had a big opportunity to be a gopher at Media Sound, one of the big rock and roll studios in Manhattan. And I didn't want to do it because it would interfere with my stupid $2 gigs.
It's a tough call. It's a personal call. You know, you have to know how much insecurity, financial insecurity, that you can stomach, you know, and still live on a day-to-day basis.
So you give lessons?
I do. I mean, I play more gigs at this point, but I do teach private lessons in Manhattan mostly and a little bit up in Westchester.
Do you teach out? Well, obviously, you don't teach out of your studio in Manhattan.
Oh, no, no.
Do you go to people's apartments?
Yeah, I do, and it's really cool. So that kind of fills in the gaps between gigs.
And what? When you gig, do you do only your original material, do you do?
Well, unless actually, I played at Googie's Lounge this past week, which is in the living room on Ludlow, down in the East Village.
Okay.
And that's like, a gig like that, you do mostly original stuff. But I do, most of my gigs are cover gigs, so I play lots of covers. I play Dreams, play Fleetwood Mac, but I put my originals in between, and I don't often tell people what they are so I can get their reaction.
Sure.
You know? And it's cool. So it's good training ground for me.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's an obscure Santana song.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
So who do you play with when you do those general business gigs?
Oh, solo.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're completely...
I'm all solo, yeah.
You're all about yourself, is that it?
I'm a selfish woman. No. I play solo gigs. I used to do an electronic project with my brother. He's 4 years younger than me, where he would have a sequencer, and I would play, keyboard and violin, patches on my keyboard and sing, and that was really cool. So I'm starting to learn some software at home, because I'm really getting I have no idea what I'm doing yet, but I'm learning how to program so that I can have a computer with me and have rhythm.
I had Dennis Wing on the show, and Dennis knew he was going to play alone. He has this box that's like a tape loop. So he played a 12-bar blues and recorded it. So he turned it on, played it, and at the right moment he shut it off, and then he started playing lead guitar over that rhythm.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what you're talking about. You can have... So then... But you'll always sing, right? Or do you dance when you perform?
On special occasions.
Awesome. So, talk to me about songwriting. How many songs have you written?
That's a good question. I've written just a little less than 40 songs at this point. But finished, like ready to go, probably 7, 8. That I feel like arrangement-wise are finished and ready to go.
So which two are you going to play for us today?
I'm going to play a song called December's Over. And another one. Do you want to hear both names?
Yeah. Why don't you talk about them?
Oh, and okay. The other one's called Universe God Burst.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. And they were both written in the last couple of years. December's Over, I wrote after watching A History of Violence with Viggo Mortensen. Did you see that?
Really cool. I love Viggo.
Not as much as I do. I love
Viggo. They've been showing his movie where he does the great race on the horse in
Hidalgo. Yeah. I still haven't seen it.
Oh, I've seen it like 90 times.
I saw him reading his poetry the year that the first Lord of the Rings came out at, what's it called? A cool bookstore downtown. Oh, it'll come to me. But anyway, before he was like hugely famous, I saw him reading his stuff and I could have gone over and talked to him, but I couldn't.
Yeah, he is a good looking man. So, let's hear the songs.
All right. So, this is December's Over.
December's over. I'm taking cover.
Godburst.
Reminds me of If God Was One of Us.
I like
got
John
God.
Osborne.
I used to go to jams down on Bleecker Street and play bass when she sang.
You're kidding.
When she just started.
Where on Bleecker Street?
Well, I used to play I used to live in Manhattan. I used to I'm trying to think. I played at the Bitter End.
Okay.
I played at Kenny's Castaways. I played at the Bottom Line. I mean, there was all kinds of. The clubs are slightly different now, but I remember when she started out. And I've been playing for years. And then recently, I went to see Phil Lesh.
Uh huh.
And then I see, and I'm going, "Wow, man, I'm still playing these dumps, and she's playing with Phil Lesh."
Yeah.
She's
Osborne. But I mean, well, I like her a lot.
So let's hear the tune.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Listening.
You're not listening.
I'm looking at your hands. Was that in C? The key of C? Or an F?
It ends up, yeah, I suppose it's F. It's in F. Or is it in A flat?
Yeah, because real musicians, I know me, I play in guitar keys, which are like A, D, G, C. And, you know, sax players, they're always in, like, E-flat or some bizarre thing. So you're a real musician because you're hitting the black keys.
Well, the funny thing is, though, when I first started to learn, when I had no idea what I was doing, all, you know, the pentatonic scale is the black key. So that's all I could make any sense on was the black key.
Love that song.
Thank you.
I tell you what I like about it is that when you sing, you're not listening. It's almost like when someone's talking on a TV show and then they look in the camera.
That's
and
so
they
cool.
kind of break that TV thing. So yeah. You kind of break. You know, I'm kind of listening and then you're not. So that was nice. And I love that thing about, well, between your legs. So a little risky. You know what's great is you got, how to say it? You've got a real personality and it shows through your music.
Thank you.
You know, and you know, it's not unleathering your lace and let's get together.
No.
No. So that's really cool. That's really nice. Clubs you play at, where can people see you?
Most every Saturday night at Crabtree's Kittle House. Believe it or not.
I thought that was Jeff Hartwell's.
Jeff Hartwell, PD Hop, and I, we all have our nights. I'm usually the Saturday night person.
Oh, okay.
Occasionally we switch, so you can always check on MySpace, on my MySpace page.
MySpace.com/Jennifer Bloom.
One word in the URL.
Okay.
But yeah, so Saturdays, and I've got many, many Fridays at Southbound Barbecue in Valhalla, which counteracts because I have like a really low-key place and then fancy, right?
Kittle House is a great place.
Yeah.
So is Southbound.
Yeah, they're both great.
But they are two different sides of
yeah, so it's cool. I get collard greens and then like, you know, filet of whatever the next night. Where else? I play at Lucy's in Pleasantville.
Okay.
And Jackson and Wheeler sometimes as well. And then I have these dates in the city that are really most exciting because they're original. I don't have anything to speak of at this moment. By the time you look at my MySpace page, probably will.
I used to do a lot of original gigs in the city. We used to laugh. We call them pay to play because you had to bring your friends and they charge you like a $10 minimum.
I know. I love the guys at the Bitter End. I play there a few times.
I remember standing out on the street handing out passes on, you know.
Yeah.
You get in for it.
But you want to keep your dignity, but you're begging.
Yeah,
like,
basically.
If you have stuff to do, okay, but please come to my show. It's so funny.
Let's get to the canned questions. Desert Island.
Can opener. Okay.
Yes, we're going to open the can, and you get stuck on a desert island.
Okay.
And what two or three CDs would you bring with you?
Now, I'm going to say that this could change next week, but today I will say I would bring Bjork's Vespertine. Do you know who she is? You
know. I know who Bjork is. I listened to one of her albums once.
And that was that.
Right. I'm more of a blues R&B type of guy.
I got you. Then you're not going to like any of mine.
It doesn't matter. It's about you.
Separate islands. I was thinking of the Smiths, The Queen is Dead. And one that I've just recently become familiar with, a woman named Sarah Nixie from England. It's very electronic. And anyway, her album is called Sing Memory, I think, her latest album, and I really love it. So today, those are the albums I would take with me.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
There's a new English singer, Amy Wine something.
Winehouse.
Love her.
Good.
Yeah, she's... Love that song where she cheats on her boyfriend and he smiles in her face and stabs her.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I've heard that one, but I wasn't listening.
No, because it's really weird. If you don't listen careful at the end, she keeps saying, I told you I'd be bad for you.
Oh, I think I have heard that one.
Right, and I never knew. I heard it 1,000 times,
yeah.
And I didn't realize at the end, she just mentions that. But anyway, your dream band, okay? If you were going to put together a band, you could have multiple sets with different people. Who would be in your dream band?
There's only one other person today that would be in my dream band, because my band would be a duo.
Okay.
And his name is James Banbury, who I've never even heard of him, but he's doing the programming for this woman, Sarah Nixie.
Okay.
I just love his work so much, and I wish that, you know...
Why don't you contact him?
I know. Why don't I? I could MySpace him.
You ought to send him something. Just say, I heard your work. I loved it. Why don't you come to MySpace? Hear me.
I think he's slightly famous, so he might be like, whatever, whoever he is.
I know, but you know what? He might just hear you and say, she's got it. I'm going to do it.
That's true.
You never know.
I'll tell him that you encouraged me. I could. But
What I find interesting is that you sang on Jeff Hartwell's CD, what is that, Perfect Stranger, and yet you only want to work alone. You don't want to sing harmony. And yet you're known for singing harmony. What's that about?
I love harmonize. I mean, and I'm not, I mean, it's like next month I could say I'm doing something in hip-hop. Like, I don't know. I love music very, very, very much. And I go through phases of, you know, wanting to try new stuff. But, no, I love harmony. And I'll sing in anyone's band. I mean, if it's fun, if the music's good. I love a lot of bands. I don't mean to sound...
Well, you need to come down and hear me play, and you come up, sing a song with us.
All right.
You can sing harmony with me.
I'd love that. I'm not a bad harmonizer.
Oh, I'll bet you you're real good. I'll bet you you're real good. But I'm more old school.
That's cool.
More old school. Cool. Now, do you ever... I just find it interesting, kind of an adverse question. What songs do people call that you just go, oh, crap?
Well, only oh, crap if you paid me a lot of money to sing it and I didn't learn it, which I don't do that anymore because it's a terrible stomach ache.
Do you have a fake book with you?
My own self-made, falling-apart fake book. And people are like, let me look at your list. I'm like, no, you really don't want to because it's dog-eared. But, I have a notebook of songs that I just keep putting them in. I learn them. And
we've only just begun.
That song?
Carpenters. How do you feel about that song?
I don't know that song.
We've only just begun?
No.
Obviously never played a wedding.
No, I have played weddings, but as a solo.
We've only just begun.
Maybe I'm playing Strange Weddings. I don't know.
Well, you know what? I'm old. That's why.
No,
it's an old wedding song from the 70s.
You know, I'll generally only play a song that I absolutely can't, that I really don't like. If I'm playing a private party, which I do, and those are money parties, and I have to. But then I just kind of make fun of it. As I'm playing it, I think it's funny, and I just make fun of it, and I get through it, and that's it.
Thank you so much for coming down today.
Thanks for having me.
It was fantabulous.
It was. I had fun. Thank you.
And we're out.